The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well this Monday morning. How about yourself?
I am wonderful. Still, of course, watching the U.S. House of Representatives as we hopefully gain control of that. All right, so let's go back. This time last week, you and I were pretty optimistic that we were going to gain control of the U.S. House, gain control of the U.S. Senate. Yeah. Obviously, over the weekend, we learned we're not going to gain control of the Senate. Still possibly the House. Mm-hmm. Give me your quick summary of what you think happened.
Well, I think you've got a mix of variables, obviously, in every campaign. I mean, I know it's true here at state level. It's definitely true, maybe even to a greater degree at the national level. In order to run and put together a successful campaign, you got a mix of a lot of other things that should go together. First and foremost is, you know, what's the issue environment that you're running in, which should have been, you know, by all historical comparative standards, incredibly favorable to Republicans in races around the country. I know it was very good for us here. And beyond that, though, you run into issues of, how good the candidates are. Are they experienced? That's helpful. How good are the campaigns? And what kind of infrastructure does the party have in those particular areas? What kind of fundraising is the candidate and the party and the other outside entities doing? Are they working together to leverage that spending? And do we have a good voter turnout ground game to actually muscle the vote out where we need it? You know, all those things should be working together in harmony. And it's the job of, you know, the people who are running the campaigns, running the party in those areas, to make sure that all those pieces work together as much as possible. Now, you know, it's like, you know, as they say in NASCAR, you got to run what you brought to the track. So, you know, once we've got a nominee, we've got to work with that nominee, make sure everything that works together that I just described. I think it's fair in some places in the country that, you know, there was a lack of resources. It's fair in other places that the voter turnout infrastructure that the party needed to put in place was not there and didn't function right. I think it's fair in some places that the candidates didn't communicate well. I think it's fair in other places that, you know, there was not good teamwork between all the different Republican entities working to turn out the vote. So, you know, the answer really depends on where you're standing. But the bottom line is that we missed a big opportunity nationally. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah, you're so right. And of course, a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of second-guessing, assuming that we do gain control of the U.S. House, which would be a great thing. I mean, we're basically are going to see a deadlocked government, which probably is not a bad thing at this point in time. I mean, it would suit me fine that nothing happens over the next 2 years. But you know, a lot of finger pointing, of course, you know, they're going to be looking to elect leadership in the U.S. Senate. Senator Lindsey Graham kind of joined the list of U.S. senators saying, hey, let's slow down a minute. It's scheduled for this week, saying let's wait to determine the outcome of Georgia, because we still have to focus on Georgia. We got to win Georgia. Herschel Walker needs to be that 50th vote so that we at least have a tie. And same thing with in the House with Leader McCarthy. Some questions on whether or not he has the votes to get the speakership. I think he probably does, but I think, as you said, there are a lot of things that could have gone wrong that seem to have gone wrong. So we have to learn from that and decide, all right, what do we do 2 years from now? And we have to go to work. Once we get December the 6th settled, we got to go to work working towards 2024, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I take, you know, my cue here from what we've done here in South Carolina. I mean, you know, the last three election cycles here for us in South Carolina, and those preceding that have been great. I mean, you know, we in this election, We not only reelected Governor McMaster by about 58 points, yes, an 18-point margin statewide, twice as big as the margin 4 years ago, but got Ellen Weaver, a solid school choice advocate, elected as superintendent of education. That is just critically just important for the school choice movement of our state.
Yes.
And then we flipped eight Democrat-held House seats around the state. We unfortunately lost one in Columbia, so we netted seven House seats. That gives us a supermajority for Republicans in the state House of Representatives, in addition to winning local countywide and county council and school board races all across the state. I mean, we had a great night. So what do we usually learn from that? Well, we look at where we won, what worked together, and then where did we get close, where did we miss, why did we miss, what is our target list for the upcoming cycle. As we begin to get the numbers back and we dig into those numbers, find out where your opportunities are, and then go to work on good candidate recruitment. And then once you get those candidates recruited, you start to put together the campaign infrastructure and raise the money all over again. It's a 2-year cycle. This is not rocket science, but those are the things that you have to do to get the job done and get all the people who matter sitting down at the same table.
Yep. You know, there was a lot of talk over the past few weeks about the red wave that we had hoped would happen last week. I mean, Mr. Chairman, I think we can safely say we had a red wave in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
We had unfortunately, the disappointments nationally have overshadowed that some. But you're right. I mean, you know, look at those additional House seats that were picked up. You know, picked up probate judge seats. I mean, look at McCormick County, John Gray down there. I mean, he wasn't McCormick County had a wonderful election night. A House member down there who had served 20 plus years, defeated by Daniel Gibson. So we had that red wave in South Carolina, and I think it's a testament to your leadership and to what you guys did. I saw some numbers the other day. Knocked on 137,000 doors, made over 300,000 calls, sent over 650,000 text messages, mailed two pieces of mail. That's how you win elections.
Yep. 2 million pieces of get-out-the-vote mail all around the state, and all those voter contacts matter. When you contact your targeted voters, they're more likely to go out and vote for your candidates. The other big takeaway, Joey, was a straight ticket vote, by the way. I don't know if you saw that final number. Yeah, but we've talked about this for years. We won the straight ticket for the first time in 2016 by 2.5 points. In 18, we won it by 8 points. In 2020, we won it by an incredible 17 points statewide. Last Tuesday night, we beat Democrats by 27 points on straight ticket voting across our state. Yeah. That's immeasurable support to our down ticket candidates because they can get nominated and then essentially ride our ticket. And that saves so much time and resources. And that's just a testament to the people who are joining our party around the state. Yeah.
Well, and I think the bottom line, too, Mr. Chairman, is people all around the country and some of the other states, they need to look at South Carolina, see what we did right, and try to duplicate that. Again, we got to get started because 2024 will be here
before
you know it. We have to win. First, let's win in Georgia on December the 6th. Then we'll move on from there. Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. And we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.